Syria's envoy to the United Nations, Bashar al-Jafari, says the occupied Golan Heights will remain the part and parcel of his country. Addressing the UN Security Council, Jafari criticized the West for failing to end the Israeli occupation of the Syrian territory. He also warned against some efforts of changing the demographic feature and the Syrian national identity in Golan, as well as looting its resources. The Syrian ambassador reiterated that restoring the territory using all possible and legal means remains a priority for Damascus. Israel occupied large swaths of Golan Heights after launching a full-scale war against Syria in 1967 and annexed it 4 years later. The move was never recognized by the international community. To discuss that further, we're joined by analyst and political commentator Mimi Allaham, who is joining us live from Perth. And thank you very much, Ms. Allaham, once again. We see that Israel, with complete disregard of international law, is still occupying the Golan Heights. Even Donald Trump recognized that annexation. What do you think are the possible means for Damascus to reclaim its territory?
Well, you know, as Jafari said, all means possible include in all legal means. It includes going to war. And at the end of the day, I think that that is what's going to have to happen in order to take that territory back. The Israelis are basically like another ISIS in the region, and so they will not listen to international law or any kind of normal human common decency, because they believe that God is on their side and they are going for this apocalyptic messianic prophecy, which they believe God has granted them the right to steal this land. So unfortunately, I think the only means by which Syria can get that territory back is through military means, and of course, that is well within Syria's international right. And of course, the United Nations is weak or powerless to do anything about it.
Are there any steps before a military option that Syria can take?
Well, you know, making these statements at the United Nations is one such step. Another possibility is to cause some kind of change within Israeli society or population in itself that would overthrow or change their ideology, change what the basis of their state is on, which is Zionism. That is a possibility. Other steps could include resistance. For example, Hezbollah is one such resistance organization that Syria can use to pressure Israel. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, push comes to shove. In order to dislodge Israel from the Golan, none of these things will probably work except for war.
Well, unfortunately, we do see that at least the Trump administration is definitely backing Israel regarding all of these illegal things that they are doing. Do you think that it would be possible to rally the rest of the countries in order to put pressure on Israel before moving on to a military option?
Well, it's interesting that the United Nations, you know, the European countries put in a resolution to oppose the Turkish invasion of Syria and the change of demographic changes that that invasion could make, but they completely ignore the one that Israel is doing or the US is doing. So I think the point is of this is Syria signaling that, you know, this is also something we will not forget about. Again, unfortunately, the international community, the United Nations, there's limits to how much they've been willing to do against Israel. No matter how many resolutions that Israel breaks, they haven't taken any steps towards that, not even sanctions. It would be better for such a thing to occur. But the problem is that the Zionist lobby in these respective nations is very powerful, particularly also in the United States. And of course, the United States puts a lot of pressure and threats on other nations to go along with Israel's illegal policies. So perhaps a change within the United States and the disempowering of that Zionist lobby could benefit in that way before things go to war.
Thank you very much, Mimi Al-Laham, analyst and a political commentator, joining us live from Perth, commenting on the Syrian Golan Heights.